My name is Michelle Owu and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. The aim of the research is to compile a contemporary portrait of the UK. The date is the 29th of July 2009 and the time is now 9:30 p.m. Can you tell me your name, your age and where you come from?
Sure, Mark Atkinson. I'm 30 and from Nottingham originally and London for the last 10 years.
Whereabouts do you live in London now?
I'm east of London, Hackney. I've been sort of east London for I moved to London, and just stayed there. It's the best place.
What prompted you to move down from Nottingham?
I came here to study. I studied graphic design at St Martin's. So I got a place here and moved down for that and was here for 3 years doing that. And then, couldn't find a reason to leave, really. I wasn't going to go back to Nottingham. London's cool. I like it. Felt at home. And there's plenty of work here to chase after. Yeah, so basically that's kind of why I stayed, really.
Can you remember how you heard about the One Another project?
I've known about I think I've found out about this particular project, or that I could be involved in it in a sort of a kind of side door way, I suppose, through a company that designed all the logo and identity and all that kind of business. I sort of know them through they're a graphic design company. I run a graphic design company, a small one, so I sort of knew of them, but I've known about the fourth print thing for years. It's always kind of been really interesting project. This one just sounded really kind of, I don't know, just I really liked it. I really liked the sound of it and sounded like something I really wanted to be involved in, I suppose.
What do you think it was about this project in particular that made you want to take part?
I think some of them in the past have been really great. But some of them I've not really sure, known what the hell they were for, you know, why they even, you know, what they were doing, really. And I just think what I really liked about Anthony Gormley's is that he's an artist, but he's come up with the idea, but he's, you know, you're not looking at his work at any time. You're sort of looking at the people. And what I found really interesting reading all the criticisms of this project is that everyone criticizes the people. And I've had to respond to, you know, actually on kind of websites and stuff to actual journalists, not non-journalists, but people writing about this in a critical way, just saying, like, it's not about the people. If you want to criticise the project, you should criticise him, I think. The people are just a tiny part of it. But on the other hand, it's their thing, you know. It's them that makes it. And I think that's really nice. I just wanted to be a part of it. I don't want to be famous. I don't want to be, I don't want to do the thing on my own. I just liked slotting into one of almost 2,500 people. So that's all I really wanted to do.
What are you going to do with your own print?
I'm going to attempt to build a three-drawer chest of drawers from IKEA flat pack. Why? It's a good question. I don't think I've ever built an IKEA piece of furniture or a flat pack piece of furniture with that correctly, and I really like the idea of that being filmed. I'm not entirely sure I like the fact that everything's being filmed. I quite like the project as it is, just standing alone in Trafalgar Square. I sort of feel that filming it makes it into something completely different, and I'm not sure that I like that, but it is being filmed, and the fact is that most people will be watching it on the internet or on TV, and so I think it has to work for the cameras, and also, you know, your voice is being recorded up there as well. So I wanted to do something that would look kind of surreal from in the square and just really out of place, and something that if you're actually watching it on screen, that I don't know, there's something that keeps you not entertained as such, because it's not going to be entertaining, but I like the surreal aspect of it. It was just, and I haven't told many people that know I'm not going to be up there what I'm doing, but I've told a few people, and everyone said, oh yeah, God, I built a chest of drawers like last week, and it took me, how long have you got? An hour. And they're like, an hour? Ooh, I don't know. How many drawers has it got? You know, and you're like, how big is it? How heavy? And I don't know. I just love that. You like every, you could just engage everyone. And they're like, what model is it? Well, everyone knows the model, you know, and the colour. You've gone for the beach veneer. Yeah, beach veneer, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, beach veneer had the most appeal, I felt. So, yeah, easier to sell afterwards if I need to. Which, if this, well, this is a bit late now, but if it is still, if anyone still wants a three-drawer beach, I think it's called Malm. It's a decent size, good size for a bedroom, actually. Not too tall, not too heavy. It's, yeah, you can have it. But yeah, I'm going to try and get my girlfriend's here with the catalogue. So I've already had a few people interested, actually. And I'm going to see if I can give it away at 11:05 when I come down. That would be good. But if it rains loads, it's that chipboard stuff in it. So I think the veneer might come off a little bit. I mean, failing that, maybe I can get Anthony Gormley to come down and sign it for me. That would be a nice touch. That's if I get it finished.
Did you say, have you ever tried to put anything together from instructions?
Yes. I'd once built five shelving units at work when I was a junior. And while my boss was out for the day and she said, can you put this together? There was about 10 of us in the room and I put all of them together and then realised that I'd nailed the back onto the front. So when you sort of someone pointed out that when I'd done it that all the that chipboard stuff was all around the edge of the front of the drawers and she was due back in an hour. I had to try and take them all apart and put them back again in an hour and then polyfiller the front so that you couldn't see where the nails had gone in because those little tack nail tacks went all around. She didn't notice. I think I confessed when I left that I'd done that. Other than that, yeah, no, I have plenty of things. I've got quite good at some things, yeah, but mostly bad. But, you know, mostly it's... You hardly ever do them on your own, do you? You know, you normally have someone to count the pieces and, you know, you'll wander down to the kitchen while you're doing it and you'll put, like, the Allen key, the one Allen key or something, down somewhere in the kitchen, then you'll go back into the living room and you can't find the Allen key. Or you'll lose the screws, or you know someone's telling you that the man with the question mark above his head means that you need to. Well, they don't know because he's got a question mark above his head, and you know you disagree and you think that means that you need to put the back on now. So I've never really done it on my own. So and I don't know how long it's going to take. I've no idea. I've never made this piece of furniture. Hopefully an hour. Hopefully not a lot longer than that. If it takes less than an hour, I'm going to be, I don't know, worried. I was going to bring things to put in the drawers as well. Some like clothes and stuff. But it was all getting a bit heavy.
What will you do if you do finish it within the hour?
I don't know. Take it apart. I don't know. Sell it. Try and get rid of it, I think.
Why do you want to get rid of it?
No, I don't want to get rid of it. I really meant to build something that would have been useful to me. I don't really have that much use for the drawers. I thought I did, but obviously, you know, I measured them wrong, they don't fit. So now I've got a chest of drawers that won't really fit in the flat and is going to cost me sort of £20 to get there as well. So it'd just be nice. I think it'd be nice to go up there, build something for somebody. I mean, who the hell ever gets a chest of drawers or any piece of IKEA furniture, then they don't have to build it. I quite like that. They don't even have to pay for it. They just get it. I don't know how long to wait around for.
How would you describe yourself as a person?
Oh, that's a horrible question.
Describe what you're wearing for me.
I'm wearing a pair of jeans and a Mickey Mouse sweatshirt. Hopefully fun. Hopefully, I like to think that I'm light-hearted, probably fairly dry humoured. I'll have fun, I suppose. So that's what I'm trying to do with this as well. That's a tricky question. With no other reference points.
What were the three adjectives that you chose to describe yourself?
That's also horrible because I put some down and then I took them off. I put excited, excitable, and inexplicable because I got carried away with the X's. I find words really hard to use in that way. I can talk about most things, but I struggle to find three words that would sum me up.
What's important in your life, would you say?
At the moment, friends and work, and balancing that and having just enjoying myself, really, just getting the most out of everything. I run a business. There's two of us, and there's now so we've been doing that for 4.5 years, and now we employ 4 people as well, which is amazing. It's like a really, really nice thing to do, and I never thought I'd be in this position, never thought I'd be doing that, but I am. They're going to be down here as well. I wouldn't have told them, but if I hadn't have told them, they would have killed me. So they're all going to be here, dragged down. A couple of them are making sure they're all there, plus everyone else they know. But that for me, that's really important. It's like, it's work, but it's work that I enjoy, and I enjoy the stuff that we do, and I enjoy the people that we work with.
Can you tell me a bit more about your day-to-day role? What do you?
Well, we run a graphic design company, so I used to be a designer. Now I seem to sort of project manage and just manage people, really. But it's really good fun. I don't think I would have gone into it if I hadn't have enjoyed working with people and just making people hopefully at ease and get the best out of them. I really enjoy that. It's very different. It's a very different role to what I used to do, but it's great fun.
Do you miss the hands-on designer?
I miss a bit of it, but to be honest, they're all better than me anyway, so it's just, you know, because sometimes you do it and you're like, nah, you know, they're just better at it. Brilliant. How amazing is that? You can employ people that are better than you are at something, and they don't even know. It's great. But no, that's what's so good about what we do. I think it's, you know, I've got a vision, and I've got, I think I'm better at what I do now than what I was actually doing before. So kind of art director role there, which is just sort of trying to get the best out of people, and having a kind of bigger vision, I suppose. I really enjoy it. I think I've enjoyed it more than I've enjoyed any of my working life, I would say. Who knows where it's going to go. I think, you know, again, you have sort of bigger visions, but you don't know where it is going to go. But then again, you know, I keep having ideas that I'm going to just move out to set up a vegetable garden in the middle of France. So that might be next year. Who knows? Wouldn't be as many people out there.
Is there any particular reason why you thought about France?
My parents have got a place out there. But I've grown up going through France quite a lot. I don't know, I'll do it here. I just thought of France because there's a house that they've got there in the nowhere. It'd be quite nice to do that for a year. Do that, come back to London and go crazy again. But 10 years in London, it's a long time. 11, I think it is. It's a long time. I don't know, I kind of fancy a break at some point, but it's amazing. The more you're here, the more you sort of dig yourself into not being able to leave. You know, your roots kind of get bigger and grow further and further. It's really nice, you know. You find, you know, so many people dotted around. It's a lovely thing. But sometimes you just want to throw yourself out into just doing something totally different. It's an idea. I don't know if it's going to happen. Not yet, anyway. But I think I'll do something very different soon. Definitely.
Is gardening something that...
Yeah, I was always kind of into it when I was a child, and it was always the really sort of geeky thing to do, and you never really you didn't tell people you gardened when you were like 11, 12 years old, and suddenly it's got cool again. I mean, how did that happen? Yeah, I've got like loads of vegetables growing at home, it's great. yeah, it's a funny thing, isn't it? You know, you do these things when you're a kid and everyone thinks you're stupid, and then when you get a bit older, that's what everyone does. I've actually got a vegetable garden at home, which is great, and I've been doing that for 3 years now. So I've got tomatoes and courgettes and peas, and it's great. We had battered courgettes with their flowers last night. That's amazing to be able to do that after work in London. It's great. I love it. A mate of mine's got an allotment in Nottingham as well, actually. Goes there quite a lot. I'm really into it. I could in the sort of summertime and the spring and summertime. That's kind of when I don't know. I'm very much a spring and summer person. I really enjoy that. I'm not a winter month type of person. So as soon as everything starts sprouting and growing, I'm happy. So all over those months, I'm sort of more than happy doing. Getting stuck in, getting my hands dirty, and growing something to eat. It's great. I'm not a flower person really. More, my girlfriend's a flower person. She gets a bit mad that all the flowers have to turn into something that you can eat. Whereas, I don't see the point in a flower if you can't eat something after it.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I don't know. I think there was loads of things I wanted to say. I'm not sure I said any of them. No, I'm really looking forward to doing this. I'm just really excited about it, and I would like to say that I have stood up for this project to a lot of people. I hope it does really well. I hope that at the end of it, people remember it for a really sort of, you know, being a really great thing that changed the plinth, at least, and what it means. Yeah.
Thank you very much.